We just talked about the lady passing out at her mammogram.
Yes.
My one girlfriend says, I pass out for them. I guess it's common.
Oh, is it the pain? It's got to be the pain.
I guess.
All right. Let me
come. Embarrassment. I don't know. I wasn't embarrassed.
No.
But I also am not modest.
See,
like, at all.
With you having no pain from this, I think it's alien to you to think that this is painful for women.
Oh, no. That's not the, it's not it. I know it is.
Oh.
I'm just, I just wanted to say that because I wanted to encourage people to do it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And that's why, because I don't want you to think that you're going to die.
No. Well, I mean, if you slam your head wrong on the counter behind you, you might.
Right.
But then again, you're at the hospital. Remember that. Mm-hmm. All right. I got to come back to one text from earlier. This was from 1784. They are taking their students on a hike today. And we had said, where are you going on a hike? It's not something we did at the Williamsville East up in Buffalo.
I didn't do it either at North Ridgeville.
Well, you didn't take a trek over to the convenience store for some fried chicken around the corner from the high school?
That's the only hiking we're doing.
Is that right?
That's it.
They said
that is like ridiculously accurate.
Yes,
I know. How did you know that our convenience store was literally down the street from my high school?
You know, I lived in Cleveland for 7 years. I know the area.
But the fact that you remember that marker wild to me. Because it literally is down the street.
We're going to get some cowtails, fried chicken, and back to school, kids.
Oh, that sounds so good.
All right, back to the teacher for a minute from 1784. Because this brings up a question for me. They said, I'm a middle school teacher. We live near Allegheny State Park. That's awesome.
And you're listening from so far away.
Maybe the apps. Could be iHeart. Could be Odyssey. Could be the station apps. We're loving you. And they said a lot of state parks offer free activities for the schools. That's cool. 1784, I have a personal question that I need to ask you, but I'm going to throw it out here too. So this goes back to the memory of young Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's no secret. I was born and raised Catholic, and one of the Diocese of Buffalo camps, summer camps for kids, mm-hmm. was called Camp Turner. It was in Allegheny State Park. And some of my fondest memories as kids was multiple kids that I am, right?
Making a boondoggle?
Making a boondoggle. I went to Camp Turner every year for multiple years as a kid for a week straight, sometimes 2 weeks when my parents really wanted to unload me.
Exactly.
And I'm just curious to know, is it still there? It's one of those things that was such a fond memory that I'm kind of curious about that.
I mean, Googling it.
I know I could, but, yes. You know, they may live near there, and it's, you know, all about the convo.
Yeah, please answer that one. What?
6777, passing out most likely comes from a adrenal rush from being nervous, wearing off too quickly, and then the body reacts to that, especially if they haven't eaten. Thank you, 6777, for the real diagnosis on why you... Why you drop it a mammo.
You know what they should do?
What?
You know when you go to give your blood at the any blood drive USA and how they always have cookies and juice?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They should ask you before they squeeze your tatas.
Yeah, just give you pancakes.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I like that.
Yeah.
But no, for real, they should ask you, have you ate recently in the past, like, I don't know, 4 hours? And then if you say no, would you like a juice? Would you like a cookie?
It's a good question.
I mean,
like that.
I already am getting the best treatment, because I told you, it's like going in Grey's Anatomy in there. They got the pink lights dim, Enya's playing. I wore the cutest pink robe yesterday that they gave me. So I could see them going, you know what? Let's make sure you don't pass out. Would you like a cookie?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I think
anyway,
so too.
We'll get to everybody else as we move through this, because you're all here and we're glad. And yes, Heather, she texted me. She goes, oh, you went to Catholic camp, LOL. Also, the same person that made fun of me when I was actually honored by the Diocese of Buffalo for my long service as an altar boy and became a knight of the altar.
Oh, so how did they reward you?
I got a special medal. I did. I got a special medal. I don't want to talk about it. You should not laugh, because I took this abuse from Heather for years about this. It was a great honor, and everybody laughs at it.
And I shouldn't say that anything. It is Holy Week, so I should keep my mouth shut.
I think the more shocking part is that I got awarded for my service for the church.
Very.
What'd you get? Nothing, except church potatoes on Sunday.
Exactly. Baptized in a dirty crick.
I got a
staph infection.
Hey, hallelujah.
I got a staph infection and saved all in the same day.
Oh,
what did you get?